The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
Let's put politics on the back burner and just talk about some interesting trivia. For your information, those of you who just thought you knew everything, here's a refresher course. The liquid inside young coconuts can be used as a substitute for blood plasma. No piece of paper can be folded in half more than 7 times. Donkeys kill more people annually than plane crashes. You burn more calories sleeping than you do watching television. Oak trees do not produce acorns until they're 50 years of age or older. The first product to have a barcode was Wrigley's gum. The King of Hearts is the only king without a mustache. American Airlines saved $40,000 in 1987 by eliminating one olive from each salad served in first class. Venus is the only planet that rotates clockwise. Since Venus is normally associated with women, what does that tell you? Apples, not caffeine, are more efficient in waking you up in the morning. Most dust particles in your house are made from dead skin. The first owner of the Marlboro Company died of lung cancer. So did the first Marlboro man. Walt Disney was afraid of mice. Pearls melt in vinegar. The three most valuable brand names on Earth are Marlboro, Coca-Cola, and Budweiser, in that order. It's possible to lead a cow upstairs, but not downstairs. A duck's quack doesn't echo, and no one knows why. Dentists have recommended that a toothbrush be kept at least 6 feet away from a toilet to avoid airborne particles resulting from the flush. Richard Milhouse Nixon was the first U.S. president whose name contains all the letters from the word criminal. The second president, William Jefferson Clinton. Please don't tell me you're surprised. And the best for last, turtles can breathe through their butts. I know some people like that, don't you? Now you know everything there is to know of importance. Cheers! And I'm going to wind this up with a powerful truism. In World War II, there was an advisor to Churchill who organized a group of people who dropped what they were doing every night at a prescribed hour for 1 minute to collectively pray for the safety of England, its people, and peace. This had an amazing effect as bombing stopped. There's now a group of people organizing the same thing here in America. If you would like to participate, each evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific, and 4 p.m. Hawaiian, stop whatever you're doing and spend 1 minute praying for the safety of the United States, our troops, our citizens, peace in the world, and for a godly nation. If you know anyone who would like to participate, please pass this along. Someone said, if people really understood the full extent of the power we have available through prayer, we might be speechless. Our prayers are the most powerful asset we have. Thank you, and God bless America. And thank you, Judy DeVilbiss. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Zwirling.